Lepo pozdravljam vse prisotne novinarke, novinarje in tiste, ki ste prišli s tem, da vas zanima, kaj se dogaja na tej konferenci, o čem se pogovarjamo in kaj predlagamo za naše prihodnje delo. Besedo pa predajam predsedniku Caritas Evropa, gospodu Arniju Gilnu, ki bo nas popeljal skozi tole kratko seanso polurno.
So it's my pleasure to say hello to all the journalists here. I'm not able to talk in your wonderful language, so I'm talking in English. It's a pleasure to have Commissioner Spidler from Brussels with us today. It's a pleasure for us to have the Minister for Social Affairs from Slovenia with us, and we have the pleasure to have Alois Stefan, who is the Secretary General of Caritas Slovenia with us, and Marius Wanders, the Secretary General of Caritas Europa as well. We are here in a conference called From Exclusion to Equity, as you can see. Caritas Europa was gathering to look at the sources of social security. And what we found out was that social security in our world is not depending first on the welfare state, but is depending on the labor market, it's depending on the family, and it's depending on the social welfare state. We were talking about that balance. As you know, Caritas Europa has a partnership agreement together with the European Commission in the field of social policy. Caritas is an organization working on the grassroots. We are experiencing poverty. Poverty for us is not a theory, but we know that poverty very often is a hidden situation. It's a multifaceted situation. And what we learned in this conference as well, we are talking about soft skills. There's something I would call soft poverty. But if I'm saying soft poverty, this doesn't mean that it's soft for the people experiencing that poverty. If we are talking about relative poorness, then we are talking about these soft elements of poverty. And those soft elements are as cruel for the people who are affected as are the hard factors. And there, exactly in this soft poverty situation, civil society will play an enormous role. You can't replace civil society. You can't replace the institutions. So we have to find in that partnership a good agreement how we are going to work together. Our experience is key. Our experience is not theory, it's not direct practice, but it's reflected praxis. What we are doing is advocacy work. This morning, the Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis told us what makes the difference. The difference is made between being open or being closed. And as members of the civil society, we can be open to all the different experiences, or we can be closed. And if we are closed, we are excluding people. If we are talking about Caritas Europa, Caritas in Europe, then we have to be aware that we are talking about the global agenda as well. We can protect ourselves, so to say, but that's not the purpose. Our social protection system must be available to other people, other persons as well. And so we are very glad that we have this encounter today with the Commissioner, to whom I leave the floor.
Merci beaucoup, mesdames et messieurs. Sur le territoire de l'Union européenne, 78 millions de personnes sont actuellement exposées au risque de pauvreté. Cette situation est en contradiction flagrante avec les principales valeurs communes de l'Union européenne. Il convient donc d'y remédier par une action résolue et crédible. On dit souvent que l'on mesure le niveau de développement d'une société à la façon dont elle traite le plus vulnérable de ses membres. Si nous voulons pouvoir être fiers de notre civilisation, nous avons le devoir de garantir à tous justice sociale et égalité des chances. La Commission a proposé de faire l'an 2010 l'année européenne de la lutte contre la pauvreté et l'exclusion sociale. Pour le moment, le Conseil et le Parlement examinent la proposition et j'espère que nous aurons une décision positive le 18 juin prochain. L'expérience des années européennes précédentes montre qu'une telle année puisse produire un impact correct. La Commission a l'intérêt à partager avec un partenaire privilégié. En effet, par sa présence capillaire sur le territoire, Caritas a une capacité d'atteindre un public très large, en particulier des personnes qui vivent dans une situation de marginalisation et de détresse. Auprès de la Commission européenne, je voudrais remercier Caritas pour leur engagement. La Commission a pour cette année européenne des ambitions élevées pour que les activités à réaliser dans le cadre de l'année soient en mesure de, par exemple, sensibiliser sur l'existence de la pauvreté, sur son caractère multidimensionnel et souvent dissimulé, et sur le fait que lutte contre la pauvreté est possible et peut réussir. Promouvoir un large débat sur les valeurs européennes et sur les façons dont ces valeurs sont assurées, en tant que principe directeur pour l'élaboration des politiques publiques. Contribuer à un changement dans les attitudes envers les personnes éprouvant la pauvreté et l'exclusion, leur permettant de jouer pleinement un rôle dans la société et exercer pleinement leurs droits. Mesdames et Messieurs, si l'année européenne de la lutte contre la pauvreté peut réussir seulement si nous serons capables de créer un réseau des activités partout en Europe. Ce n'est pas la question de la Commission européenne, c'est vraiment la question de la société civile. Sans société civile, aucune réussite est possible. Merci.
Voilà, liebe Frau Ministerin, Sie haben das Wort.
Hvala lepa, lep pozdrav. Ena od prednostnih nalog našega ministrstva v času predsedovanja je predvsem boj proti revščini in socialni izključenosti. Zato smo danes še toliko bolj veseli in zadovoljni, da je bila Slovenija izbrana za kraj srečanja regionalne konference Caritas Evropa, ki se ukvarja prav s vprašanjem revščine in socialne izključenosti. Na ministrstvu smo prepričani, da je treba za učinkovit boj proti revščini in socialni izključenosti organizirati široko mrežo izvajalcev, tako strani vladnih kot nevladnih organizacij, ter usklajevati različne ukrepe pomoči ter zagotavljati tudi ustrezne denarne prejemke. Ministrstvo se Slovensko Caritas sodeluje že vrsto let in sicer zelo uspešno pri financiranju številnih enoletnih in tudi večletnih programov. Skupaj bomo v letu 2008 za enoletne in večletne programe Slovenske Caritas zagotovili kar 630 tisoč evrov. Dejstvo je, da v Evropi živi skoraj, kot je omenil gospod komisar, 87 milijonov ljudi pod pragom revščine, kar je nedopustno in je potrebno narediti vse, da to stanje čim prej spremenimo. Ministrstvo zaradi tega podpira predvidene cilje do leta 2010, ki bo razglašeno za Evropsko leto boja proti revščini in socialni izključenosti. Pri tem smo pa trdno prepričani, da je treba že danes aktivno sodelovati na tem področju. V zvezi s tem podpiramo tudi spodbujanje in ozaveščanje javnosti o tej problematiki in načrtovanje ter oblikovanje konkretnih programov boja proti revščini. Pri tem je zlasti pomemben boj proti revščini otrok, mladih in starejših, ki predstavljajo najbolj ranljive skupine. Pozitivne izkušnje posameznih držav članic in drugih evropskih držav ter izmenjava dobrih praks so zaradi tega ključnega pomena, zato smo prepričani, da bo tudi ta konferenca pomagala pri nadaljnjih naporih nas vseh, ki se zavedamo aktualnosti in pomena tega vprašanja v Evropski uniji. Hvala lepa.
Ja, herzlichen Dank für diese auch anerkennenden Worte für die Caritas in Slowenien. Vielleicht können wir auch noch das Gegenstück hören von Alois Stefan, wenn er sagen kann, was die Caritas Slowenien im Augenblick als Prioritäten hat und was für sie die Wichtigkeit dieser Regionalkonferenz in Bled ist.
Ta regionalna konferenca, ki se odvija na Bledu pod našim gostiteljstvom, nam pomeni na eni strani veliko priznanje za naše dosedanje delo. Vse smo se v zadnjih letih, zadnjih desetletju, predvsem zelo aktivno vključevali v mednarodno sodelovanje in s svojim delom doma, s pomočjo mnogim ljudem v stiski, vsako leto, lansko leto smo recimo pomagali 70 tisoč ljudem na različne načine, smo pokazali, da smo verodostojen in kredibilen in zadosti zrel partner, da lahko vstopamo tudi v take velike dogodke, kot je tale konferenca. Druga prednost, pa druga dobra stran, ki jo želimo iz te konference nekako da dozori, je, da se mi zavedamo, da smo del Evrope, da smo del te zgodbe, ki je lahko lepa in prijetna in bogata za vse, ali pa lahko žalostna in imamo med sabo ljudi, ki so revni, v stiski in socialno izključeni. Da s tem tudi ozaveščamo nas, ki smo včasih malo zaprti vase in morda gledamo zelo osko na svoje področje dela, da se odpiramo navzven in da smo solidarni, da razvijamo in občutek solidarnosti z ljudmi, ki nimajo take sreče, kot jo imamo mi, dosti krat, ki živimo v velikem udobju. Seveda želimo s tem tudi sporočiti, da mnoge dežele, mnoge karitas iz Evrope se soočajo z podobnimi in istimi težavami, kot se mi srečujemo z njimi doma. Ravno tako oni pomagajo odvisnikom, starejšim otrokom, družinam, materam v stiski in mnogim drugim skupinam ljudi, brezdomcem in se od njih lahko veliko naučimo. In to je izmenjava izkušenj in izmenjava tega, kar dobro deluje v drugih državah, nam lahko tudi koristi, da tudi mi še izboljšamo naše storitve, naše programe pomoči in naše sodelovanje v tem prostoru. Zato sem prav vesel, da je ta konferenca naletela na veliko pozornost, tako države slovenskega predsedovanja in ministrstva samega, s katerim dobro sodelujemo, kot Evropske komisije, kot tudi javnosti, vas medijev, da tako pravzaprav ne gre mimo nas, ampak da od nje potegnemo kar najboljše sadove.
Yes, thank you very much, Alois. Now I know that you journalists want to raise some questions. There are only 9 minutes left. I'm very unhappy about it, so because at 2 o'clock there will be the start of the conference, so the floor is yours. And Marius Wanders will answer all the questions you are raising to Caritas Europa, because I haven't given him the floor. So who wants to raise a question? Take the mic.
Ja, Mateja Rand, Korenski glas. Mene sam zanima, če mi lahko še poveste po oceni, koliko ljudi je pod pragom revščine v Sloveniji. Zdaj govorite za Evropo, mogoče še za Slovenijo.
Pri nas živi pod pragom revščine 200 tisoč ljudi.
Are there other questions or remarks? If this is not the case, then I would ask Marius Wanders to conclude.
Thank you very much. In concluding, or in conclusion, I would like to say that for Caritas Europa, it is both a unique opportunity, but also part of our mission to be in partnership with the European Commission at the European level, and through our member organizations with national governments at national level, when it comes to dialoguing about poverty and social exclusion. We firmly believe that combating poverty is a collective responsibility for every European citizen. Where we think we can add value as European Caritas Network to the excellent work that the European Commission is developing and member states are developing in combating this phenomena, is that we are able to link our European poverty experience to our global poverty experience, and this is becoming most manifest in the countries that are immediately neighboring the European Union. If we have increasing social protection or better social protection in EU member states, then what does that mean for the non-EU member state that borders directly on the EU member state? Will it help them or will it hinder them? These are questions that we can address because we are present in both sides of that equation. So today's conference does, or this conference does not provide all the answers, but it helps us to find the direction to be a solid and a valuable partner, we hope, for the European Commission, so that shoulder to shoulder we can combat this terrible phenomena of poverty in Europe and in the world. Thank you.
So, thank you, Marius Wanders, and all the journalists, of course, are most welcome to continue to stay, as we are going to have the whole conference starting at 2 o'clock. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, for your presence today, because we know that journalists are important translators from what is happening in the world, may it be on the political side, may it be on the poverty side. You are our translators so that the public might understand what we are doing and how we are doing it. Thank you.